This is Ozarks at Large. A nearly $2 million Arkansas Rural Connect broadband grant is helping improve broadband access in the city of Ozark. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The $1.9 million grant is being awarded to the city in partnership with Pinnacle Telecom to deploy fiber to homes. Pinnacle Telecom serves portions of western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma. Drake Smith, Senior Manager, Director of Sales for Pinnacle Telecom and Pinnacle Communications, says his company is already providing high-speed internet to local businesses in Ozark.
We deployed fiber in Ozark, Arkansas in 2017 along the business corridor with plans at some point in the future to be able to extend hopefully to the residential side. Well, obviously when COVID hit, people went home, schools lit out. And so you have all these students out there that can't do their work from home because they don't have a good enough internet connection.
The goal of the Arkansas Rural Connect program is to provide high-speed broadband to rural communities throughout the state, as outlined in the state broadband plan, which Governor Asa Hutchinson released last year. The Arkansas Department of Commerce received $19.3 million in CARES Act funding for ARC grants after getting approval from the CARES Act Steering Committee and the Arkansas Legislature. Grant recipients must expend their funds by December 30th. An additional $4.7 million is available in state funds for projects that would extend beyond December 30th. So far, Fairfield Bay, Lowenoke, and Ozark have been named grant recipients. Fairfield Bay and Lowenoke have been awarded $1.5 million and $2 million, respectively, for their projects. Smith says when applying for the grant, they had to prove Ozark was an underserved community.
Well, if you look at a map, a distribution map of existing providers, and they will dictate, hey, we've got good broadband connectivity here. People are not underserved here. And so the map of Ozark showed that they were already served adequately. So we actually had to do sample broadband tests throughout the community of Ozark to prove that that they didn't have adequate bandwidth.
Per the program guidelines, Smith says they're required to have everything built out by the end of the year.
That's a monumental task, by the way. Normally, a build of this size, we would take a year and a half to do, with 6 months of engineering and a year of a build out. But this will actually provide fiber to the door to around 800 homes. Those that sign up for it, it'll be eligible for around 800 homes. Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be a 100% take rate, but those are within the program guidelines and the map that we filled out, it's going to cover around 800 homes, and it's a true fiber-to-the-door solution.
Smith says he expects Pinnacle Telecom to launch marketing efforts in September to inform Ozark residents about the service and help sign up those that are interested.
So there'll be a telephone number that people can call that will be specifically for this Rural Connect program to sign up for it. We'll have a special landing page on our website that they'll be able to go and sign up for. And then also, of course, direct sales. So we'll actually have people on the ground going door to door, advising and explaining what the program means and signing up people that way.
Although the service won't be ready in time for the scheduled start of the school year later this month, the response from Ozark residents indicates there's still a need for the service.
I tell you, the reception has been fantastic by the business community when we deployed there, and now by the city officials being able to provide a true internet solution for the residents. We've had tons of calls already. So everybody's very, very excited about it. Between now and the end of the year, the question is, well, what do we do, right? You're going to have to do what you've been doing, which is just relying on a slow internet connection, limp through it to the end of the year, and then we'll have a solution for you.
More information is available at pinnacletelecom.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.